Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is what we're currently calling this special that we do every Thursday for everybody out in the trades. You could be a kitchen and bath designer. You could be a contractor. You could be a plumber, electrician, HVAC technician. Whatever you got going out there, this one is for you with a little bit of industry insider news on a Thursday. Thanks for taking a listen today. Well, today I wanted to talk on something that I'm watching here in my world, and I want to see if you're watching your world, so please feel free to comment here on whatever you're doing. If you're listening on the podcast on one of your things, feel free to leave a review or head over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, like, follow, and comment on the post. I'd love to hear what everybody is seeing out across the country. You can be our roving reporter here, even out of the country. I mean, I say in the country here, the United States, but we have so many great followers. Could be Colombia. It could be Japan. It could be the Philippines, England, oh man, all of you in India, thank you very much, Canada. We've got so many people across, even in the over in the Middle East, we've got so many people over there that follow us. Thank you all for listening to Around the House and the podcast. We really appreciate it. I see every one of you when you come up on all the graphs and stuff, so thanks for tuning in. Well, today I wanted to talk about material shortages again because I've been watching it here in my neighborhood. See, you know, I live in a decent neighborhood here in the Portland, Oregon area, and down the street from me, and this will kind of put it into perspective, one of the local builders that's known for doing this came in and bought $500,000 house, tore it down, and is putting probably a $1.3 million house on it. This happens in my neighborhood a fair amount, and, you know, people move in, and don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful home. But what I'm seeing is kind of fascinating. You know, they got it torn down in a couple days, cleaned up, moved out, gone. Concrete got in, all knocked out. They started framing. Well, 1 week, they got the big lumber package showed up. They got the first floor framed up. Then they stopped for almost a week. Then I saw trusses as far as the second floor trusses came in. Those got knocked out real quick. They got those up yesterday, and now they're waiting for the next lumber package. Talking to the framers over there, they have been fighting that same lumber shortage everybody else has, and so they've been getting very limited lumber packages. So typically right now, this would have already been framed up, but in 2.5 weeks, they've got 3 days, two days with a framing done. So you're seeing that on projects out there. So I want everyone to be really careful with their schedules. Because, of course, this construction schedule is already looking at this a couple weeks behind. Now, I didn't see a lumber package get delivered yesterday after those floor trusses got in there out of that floor system for the second floor. But we'll see what happens today. I mean, they'll get that thing. I saw you know, Sheeting come up there yesterday, and midday they had that crane over there, and they had that thing getting loaded in, and they had the first, the second floor sheeting down. But now let's see if they can get that thing framed up. But it's one of those things that I'm definitely seeing more shortages out there. And I think with the fires here in the Northwest, I mean, I know of two or three, I need to confirm the third one, lumber mills that burned to the ground here this last week in Oregon here because of all of our wildfires that have been going through. I mean, there are towns, you know, a place called Mill City here in Oregon, burned. Most of the town is gone. You know, Detroit, Oregon, that whole lake area around there, the marina, all 99% of the businesses are gone. So it's a really bad situation. People have been talking about the California wildfires, and we've got a similar situation here in Oregon and even up in Washington. So our thoughts, prayers are going out to all those people out there that are losing life, losing property, farm animals, pets, all of that stuff out there. It has been a Herculean effort here in the Northwest, watching people help others get their farm animals out of these areas. Because these are not really metropolitan areas. These are your small towns or those mill towns that are just wildfires have been raging through. And so two things I wanted to comment on that. One, you know, I know of hundreds of buildings that have been lost. Well, those, most of those are going to be insured, and most of those are going to end up being replaced. So we're going to see a huge building boom here in the next 9 months to a year as they get through, you know, all of the design, construction, insurance, all that stuff. It's never quick on this stuff, but you're going to see another building boom on that. It's like we're getting our own hurricane up here as far as building materials. And California and Washington have some similar problems. They're losing complete towns. And so as these things get rebuilt, you just need to think a little bit about those material shortages going to be going. Because, again, if we get a couple more hurricanes kept hitting this year, because we're early in the season still, that we're going to have more material shortages. And if we're still battling these importing rules with lack of ships and stuff coming across and the factories being shut down in China, if we still have our issues with that, with the virus, then I think we're going to be, through the end of the year, we're going to see those material shortages continuing. And then I think in springtime as we come around, we're going to be fighting that a little bit as well. And it's funny, and I want to say this about our lumber building materials industry. It's been pretty funny because in the United States, you watch the news stories and talk to the experts, and they say, well, once we get the lumber opened up with Canada, we're going to be able to get more materials down here, and that's going to help us. Now, if I go up to the Canadian side and start looking at their news stories, they're like, hey, as soon as we get this border opened up, those Americans are going to be able to help us with lumber. So each one is thinking that the lumber, if they open up the border a little bit more, they're going to be able to get more lumber from the other side. Not happening, guys. It's just not going to happen, because if they open that up, the demand is still where each country can't handle the demand right now due to building, due to mills being shut down, due to virus concerns and, you know, and all of that. So it is the trifecta of people doing a lot of building. As far as builders, construction, remodeling, you've got homeowners that are buying lumber left and right, doing their own projects, and just a shortage of mills putting out materials. So this is, I think, you know, I was hoping this was going to, kind of ease up a little bit this fall, but the more I'm seeing, the more I think it's not going to happen with that. And if we can get some of these lumber mills that over the years have closed and are just sitting there idle, there's a way for people to get those things up and running again and get some logs going through there, we might be better off. I mean, this week on the news here in Portland, there was a huge Whitewood lumber mill that you could see the logs burning out front, and it was their whole log yard of wood coming in was just on fire. So you could see that they had a heck of a mess going. Now, the last picture I saw, that's one of the ones that I'm not sure if it got lost, because they had a considerable amount of buildings that were metal that were clear away from everything else that looked like might have survived, and then their lumber wrap that was out on the backside of the produced mill there, where they had it ready for shipment, was staying pretty clear as well. So I think there might be some good news on that. But I just don't know how the fire swept through the rest of that project. So it's one of those things that thoughts and prayers to those guys as well. Hopefully they made through, but there's just so much limited stuff that's happening out there. So really my advice to people out there is if you're in the construction and building trades right now, stay on top of your schedules, watch your materials. And I'll be honest, I would do like some of these guys that I'm watching. Like I love Dr. Dex up in Tacoma. He has been getting materials a couple jobs ahead and he's storing them. I mean, I was watching him this last weekend over the holiday. He was sitting there packing stuff into his garage for future projects because he is having to source materials. And he's a major player in that market. So if he's sitting there having to source materials that way, it's one of those things that you should be doing the same thing. So those rules apply, that make sure that you've got those projects. For those projects, you got those materials on hand while you're doing your schedule, because if you're waiting for stuff to come in, I'm not sure how that's going to play out for everybody. So your customers, clients, other trades that you're working with, your business partners, everybody else will be much, much happier. We got a fun show coming up this weekend. If you're going to be listening to Around the House with Eric G, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the Cherries, and we've got an update with them up in Seattle with that $11,000 tax, basically, fee on their remodel project. We're going to talk about my 5 tips to avoid big mistakes in your kitchen remodel. I don't care if you're a contractor or a homeowner, that one's for you. We've got so many other things, including generators, some new Lutron switch updates, which are going to be cool. And that's all we got for this episode. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.